you. Sweeties and swoons, you are tuning in to What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. Can you believe it's another Monday? I cannot believe it. It's going by so fast. I don't know what's going on. Sweeties and swoons, what's up? You are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. It is 7 p.m. here in California. Whatnot, the clock might be a little slow, but sweeties and swoons, I am so excited you're here. We're going to get this thing popping with some 90s throwbacks. This is What a Man. Stay tuned for more What's the Tea after this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In my world, and although most men are hoes, he goes on the down low. Cause I never heard about him with another girl, but I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I wanna have your baby.
Boy Nikki P, and I want to welcome you back to What's the Tea with Nikki P only on radio.dominican.edu. Over the phone line we have DJ Motastic. Motastic, you there?
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh my goodness, where are you at now, girl?
Parking.
Oh my goodness, Mo, you called me a little bit earlier and you were like, I'm going to be going somewhere. To be honest, I got really nervous because I knew you're gonna have to call in today. But that's okay. That's okay.
But
you're
I
here.
I went to DJ Quizzical's house. That's a big difference. I wasn't saying I was coming from San Jose or anything like that. That's crazy.
Yes, it is. Oh, my
goodness. No, calm down.
But I'm glad you're here.
I have a question.
Yes.
I really don't know how many are left. Are we in our final 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks.
Two weeks
left.
So tonight and next week?
Next week and the following.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So tonight
is
and
the
then
final,
two more
is,
weeks.
Yeah.
And then 2 more weeks after that.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're talking about a week before. The first week of May is our last show.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is. Oh,
wait,
my
did
goodness.
I leave my lights on?
Girl, what?
Hey, question.
Yes.
What's the event that's going on today? Is this some high school?
There's an event going on today. There's always something going on at Dominican.
Hey, it's in Conlon Rec Center, and it looks like a college fair.
Okay. Well, to those people over there, hello, hello. If you're listening to the radio, what's up from the studio, live here? What's the tea with Nikki P?
Well, I guess I've been a lot more chipper earlier when Nicholas called me to check in to make sure that I was actually still coming.
Yes.
You sounded like death.
Yes, I did. I just woke up from a nap. Girl, it is a struggle, okay? I got to get those Z's in when I can. And I took a nap earlier. I was like, not feeling it. So I called you right after.
You're less than a month out until graduation.
Yes, yes.
And... Yeah. Oh, sorry. This is Asian reporter Trisha Takanawa reporting it to me. Tell me, Mr. Parrish, how does it feel to know that your days at Dominican are soon done with?
It feels glorious. I have to admit, there's a lot of drama that's happening on campus and, you know, in my life right now. So I'm just ready to just chill, you know? I'm excited. I'm very happy and blessed to say that I'm going to be graduating in 3 weeks on May 12th. And that's going to be an event of events because I'm going to be decked out with all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I'm just ready for things to wrap up. It's been a long year. So, yeah, that's how I feel about things. And, I hope everybody feels the same way. Uh-oh, I hear you outside. Did I hear you?
It's not that heavy.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. Oh, gosh.
Sweezy and swoons.
I hope that soda that's in my bag that's jumbling around is not going to explode in studio.
Okay, we have Echo McEchoson here. Motastic just walked into studio. Sweezy and swoons. It is a brand new day, brand new day. If you are listening, you are... You are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki Bionne at radio.dominican.edu. We're still settling, so everything should be fine.
Studio looks a little bit different.
I don't know. It's kind of brighter.
Brighter?
Yeah, it's
kind of brighter. Did someone change the light bulbs?
Maybe. Perhaps.
Is that a new sweatshirt?
Yes.
It's purple.
Yes.
Are you channeling Justin Bieber?
No. Never in life.
Babe. Babe, babe, ooh.
No, never in life. I can't believe you just did that.
Whatever.
Oh,
I'm in a good
goodness.
Mood. I'm okay. In a very good mood. I'm in a juggling type of mood.
Uh-oh.
2012 is going to be I've set very ambitious goals for 2012.
Okay. Want to elaborate?
In a second.
I
want to talk about your Bieber sweater.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. No, I went to the store.
What is going on with this microphone?
You have to take a picture of it, post it.
No, I'm not going to with my phone of the future.
So, seriously. No, I went to the store and I saw this sweatshirt.
Whoa, my seat went down.
I saw this sweatshirt. It's purple. And I liked it.
I'm failing.
Yes. Fantastic. What is going on?
I don't know what happened to me.
Get your life together.
Okay. All right. Let's try it. Three, two, one, go.
Okay. Botastic.
Yes.
You have life goals? What's going on?
No, the Bieber sweater.
I just said it.
No, you said it while I was falling in my seat.
I went to the store. I saw this purple sweatshirt. It was the last one. And so I bought it. I was like, I need to be purple. I need to be a grape. I need to be round and purple-like. So, yeah.
How come that it felt like that was a line from Violet from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, that's what I've been channeling. Violet realness, okay? So serious.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries! Yeah. I don't know. I have
just
no words.
FYI to folks who are calling into studio, it would help if you dial 1-415-482-3587. Because on certain mobile devices, such as my new phone of the future, my HTC Inspire, it did not recognize the phone number 415-482-3587 without the prefix 1.
Mm.
Are you joking me?
Oh, you know what? Is your phone still a 408?
Yeah, of course.
Because they're making the transition to 669.
Oh,
yes,
and so
girl.
I'm long distance, so I need to add the 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone is a phone of the past, but stuck in the...
No, my phone number is the phone of the number of the past. Yeah.
But phone of the future.
Yes.
That's exactly
right. I love my phone of the future. But I will tell you about these phones, and I'm sure you understand this. Yes. All of the cool mainstream covers are all for stupid iPhones, and that pisses me off. Dear other iPhone... Dear fans out there that have different licensing products such as Doctor Who, the San Francisco Giants, or anything that has a trademark copyright logo, for the love of God, there are other smartphone users out there such as my Android. I would really appreciate it if you get it together. Because when I went to the Giants game, which I adored, I forgot how fun it was to go to a Giants game. I'm probably going to be obsessed. I'm going to go to so many games this year. Anyways, I was in search for a Giants cover for not my phone. Kim and I, my roommate from college, Kim and I, she took me to the game. She and I have the same phone, mm-hmm. except mine is probably a level higher, just mm-hmm. a year later. And we were in search for Giants covers because it was just amazing. And nope,
never
gonna zero,
happen.
Only nope. for the iPhone 4S. Mm-hmm. I would say certain words, but I'd be fined. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was something we don't know yet.
Which is,
or did we?
I think we did.
We did talk about.
We did talk about it.
Yeah, I'm averaging $2 a day.
Oh, my.
Yes, but that's good because before I was averaging over $2. Sweeties and Spoons. For those of you who don't know, I was with my executive director Valerie Chua for my nonprofit. DJ Quizzical for Young Imaginations. We were there, and it was 2 weeks ago, and we said to perfect our speech in our presentation in the community, and I'm slowing my speech right now because it's very hard.
Because you're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. To avoid, in context, what I'm saying right now, ums, uhs, likes, and any other type of filler words such as blah, blah, blah. And so every time we would use those words, we'd be fined 5 cents. And I've been averaging about $2 a day. For $2 a day, you too can sponsor.
Wait to be.
I think this money is going to be vacation money. At first, we were thinking coffee money, but I've already racked up almost $20 in the last 2 weeks on my own.
I can't even.
On my own.
How can you say that word? It's like you have to be saying that every other word.
Isn't that sad? Well, here's the thing. During work, I don't.
Okay.
But it's when I'm with friends or at the movie theater where I also work. It's hard because I follow the speech of the customers.
Okay.
It's the customers that I'm speaking to. And so it's kind of silly. The other day, actually, I was in box office selling tickets at the movie theater. And as you can tell, I'm still slowing my speech. It's not my usual speech.
Yes.
I think I'm just going to write a check for $2 so I just can get through this show.
Wow.
Can I?
If you would like.
I think I'm going to. So I was in the theater.
Way to be.
There was this customer and he said, I want to see the Separation or whatever movie that it was playing. Cabin in the Woods, yes. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely. I said, absolutely, sir. That's going to be, and I wanted to say the word So it sounded like this. Absolutely, sir. That's going to be Umbrella $3.
Way to be. Nice recovery.
Because he had a gift card and so he had to pay the $3 difference. Sorry, folks. Movies do not cost $3 anymore.
No.
But he said, Umbrella? And I said, long story, sir, but $3, please. Of course, I explained it to him, and in hindsight, he still laughed, but still, there were some customers who just walked away shaking their heads and rolling their eyes. Yeah, but the worst part was that my coworkers behind me, when they heard me say one of the fine words or one of the filler words, they would peek through, because we have two popcorn poppers, mm-hmm. they're glass. There's a small slit in between the two popcorn poppers where you can actually poke your head through and actually talk to the other person through this divider. And when John or whoever is my coworker could hear the words that I'm using, and it's a fine word, and a customer had they never do it while a customer's there, but when a customer just walks away, he sticks his head in and he says, that's 10 cents. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I hate you, John. I know. That's why I'm here. But yes, I will tell you some great news that's happening before I get into my ambitious goals.
Okay.
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 This weekend marks the annual 2012 reunion weekend.
Yes.
And the class of 2002 is celebrating their 10-year anniversary.
Very, very good.
And the class of 2007, which is my class, is celebrating our 5-year anniversary. And so we, the class of 2007 and 2002, would love to cordially invite you, as long as you're 21 or up, an alum of the university or soon to be alum, to the Flatiron on Saturday in downtown San Rafael at 5 p.m. for the booze and the appetizers will be on Dominican's tab. Thank you, Alumni Office, for hosting this said event.
Wow.
It's on Facebook.
Okay. Saturday is going to be a busy day.
It's a very busy day. It is penguin ball on a boat.
Yes, it is.
which all of the alums from my classes think is stupid.
What? Why?
Because we used to have two.
Oh, well, you
know
what?
Sucks for you guys.
There was a thing called a repression that happened.
Okay. A repression? You mean a recession?
Recession. Well, we were repressed into doing the recession. Okay?
I'm shaking my head.
You know what? I'm still waking up. Okay. Recession. And
it was a recession repression.
Yes.
That's right. Well, I better silence my phone of the future.
Hold my on. Freshman year, we had two separate dances. Penguin ball, which is our traditional springtime dance. Formal dance. And then we had a boat dance in the fall, and it just worked out that way. We had it in our budget and that's what happened. But over the past couple years, that's not been the case. And the new tradition is to have it together. I don't know. I kind of like it. Uh-oh, you're still texting away.
It's part of my ambitious goals for 2012.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
I don't know why I'm using this very sultry voice. I'm just in a very good mood. This whole weekend was a very good mood.
Okay.
Life is just in a very, I don't know. I just, yes. Okay. Don't look at me like that. When you look at me like that, it's because you think, girl, there's someone in your life right now. I'm
giving you the high brows right now. What is the tea, girl? What is the tea?
Hey, what's next? I think that deserves a musical break.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go into the Spice Girls.
Oh, I love the Spice Girls. Yes. What song?
Say You'll Always Be There.
Oh, I love that song. Yes.
So we'll be right back with more What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Last time.
What's up, sweeties and swoons? If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm getting the tea about this story about what is keeping her glowing.
Because we're not talking about it on air.
However,
we are not.
I'm going to tell you about Penguin Ball.
Okay, penguin ball on a boat.
So, yes, on a boat. So
I'm on a boat. I'm not going to swear.
I have decided that this penguin ball, my final penguin ball,
dun, dun, I am done.
I am going in drag.
Thank God.
And I'm doing that brown dress. Ooh. Okay. And I'm thinking about, I need to go and accessorize, but I'm going to go with Joy of the Desert. To go get everything. My makeup is going to be inspired by Miss Latrice Royale.
Oh.
Yes. Sweeties and Spoons, I'll go ahead and I'll post some pictures of the makeup that I want to channel, but everything else will be a surprise. But it's going to be fierce. I already talked to Joy of the Desert about this, and it's just going to work. And I don't know.
I love her profile picture says the word open.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Did she go to pink? What is this? Yogurtland?
That's Yogurtland.
Okay. anywho, we're just scrolling through her page.
Get
we are scrolling
together.
Through her page. Oh, did she hide it? She no. might have hid
Why
it.
Why would she hide what?
She might have hid our
conversation.
Yeah. Well.
Wow, that's a great photo of Clayton.
I know.
It doesn't help that we talk about things on radio when
and nobody can
see what we're talking about. But yeah. You know what? I really don't care because it's our show and we have three more episodes.
Yes.
So if you don't like it, don't listen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look it up.
I'm sorry. I'm such in a mood today. I want to do some shout outs.
Okay.
Shout outs to DJ Quizzical, Valerie Chua. I'm glad that she's feeling a lot better today. She made this delicious deconstructed wonton noodle soup. Mm. And when I say deconstructed, can you look at a wonton noodle? I mean, wonton. It's a wonton dumpling. It's filled with filling, right? Mm-hmm. Deconstructed, she cooked the wonton noodle, but instead of wrapping it together in a dumpling format, the ingredients were just added in the soup. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So that's what we've been watching a lot of Food Network lately. That's all I've been watching.
Okay.
Anyways, shout out to her. Shout out to Kimberly Corbett. We went to the Giants game this weekend. I don't know what happened right now. My voice just, wah. And it was just really fun. Really fun. We lost, sad sauce. However, we had a really good time, and I got tanned. She got slightly sunburned because that's what happens to white people. That's what happens when you need to use your sunscreen. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's overcast, you can still get a sunburn. Trust me, I ran the Nike Women's Half Marathon in last November, and it was overcast, and I still got a sunburn.
Oh, my.
You are joking me. Joking. But yes, are you dressing up the makeup inspired by Latrice Royale in honor of her? Because she's kind of your mentor from afar.
Mm-hmm. I have been in love with Miss Latrice Royale since her introduction on season 4 of...
You were about to say season 4 of What's the Tea with Nikki P.
I was.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Since she was introduced on RuPaul's Drag Race. And she is a big mama. Like, she is a big girl. And I find that really, you know, I identify with her on that fact. And she can represent. She can throw together outfits and look flawless. She has an awesome personality. And she could perform. I just love her. And I'm so sad. She got kicked off of RuPaul's Drag Race last week. And it was a very, very sad moment. And you know what? I think that, you know, this was a blessing in disguise for Miss Royale. Because, you know, she is already one of the fan favorites. When she left off the stage, when she sashayed away, RuPaul just seemed sad also.
Why did she get kicked off?
I don't know. I think well, what's his name? He was on America's top, what was it? The designer show. I can't even think. I'm having a brain fart.
Project
right now.
Runway.
Project Runway. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Santino.
Oh yeah, Santino.
He would always throw shade at Latrice.
Why?
Because of her outfits. But you know, he's a little designer and he thinks that he's all
wonderful. Oh,
because
he's
wonderful,
fantastic too.
And he's fantastic. Whatever. And you know, he's divalicious. No. Mm. He would throw shade at her every week. And I mean, Latrice, I believe that she always looked flawless. She always had her stuff together. But Santino thought otherwise, and he would call her out on the runway. And I think that that was in large part one of the reasons why she went home this past week. So I don't know. I was really sad. I actually cried. I really cried. And I'm like, okay, got over it. And then without, you know, further ado, Miss Latrice put on her fan page a video. Mm-hmm. And she's doing well and she is happy. She's doing very, very well.
Where does she hail from?
She is originally from California, but she now lives in Florida.
What?
Yes. So she's in Florida. She was here a few weeks ago, as you know. She performed in the Castro. And those performances were flawless. I watched those performances on YouTube. I didn't get to go that weekend. Sad story.
I know. That is a true story. Yeah. A real sad story.
Yes, it is. But
I use the word story.
She, yeah, you did.
70 million times.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So that's, you know, pretty much, that's pretty much why I want to channel Miss Latrice when I do this makeup. I think it's gonna look flawless. If you want to look at our page, facebook.com/tea with Nikki P, there's a picture of an eye. It's an inspired look by one of the royal court who did this, and it's basically a glittery blue eyeshadow with above that glitter is like an orangey brownish hue up to the eyebrow. Flawless. It's gonna look flawless. I know that Joy of the Desert does amazing makeup.
Yeah, she does.
And it's going to be looking wonderful. I'm gonna post pictures. I don't know if I still have a picture of myself in drag previously on this page.
It's gonna look fierce.
Yeah, so it's gonna be good. It's going to be good. But Motastic, what's going on here?
I'm trying to check in.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I did add the Yelp ad thing or whatever application.
Yes.
On my phone. Yes. I can't get into it. But
what do you mean? How is that possible?
I did stalk you. Oh. And you have what, 22 or something like that?
Kingdoms?
Dukedoms? Yeah, yeah, there you go. What is with that? Why are you so obsessed with that?
Well, I don't have, well, the leader of the dukedoms in North Bay has 600 something dukedoms. I'm not trying to beat that. What I'm trying to get is Yelp Elite. That's okay. What I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
But right now I'm trying to check in places so I could tag you. Oh, I don't know where I am in this hot mess.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Rafael Theater? What is this? How about this? Let's talk about... I love how there's A, nobody calling in.
There's nobody
B,
calling in.
How you and I are not prepared today.
Never. Are we
but
ever?
But then again, we're never prepared. How about this? Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How can you tell when someone's in a good mood that they're smitten for someone? What are the telltale signs? How did you know?
A female or a male?
Both. We'll do that while I try to check in. That'll buy some time.
Oh my goodness. You're just like picking my brain.
Yes, I'm picking your brain. I'm buying time. I'm being honest. I'm buying time.
It's all about the body language. Body language? You see, yes.
What type of body language am I exhibiting today?
Well, besides the fact that you're obsessed with your phone at
I am always obsessed with my phone.
I would think that when you... Oh, wait. Question. Let me further this.
Sure.
When the person is in your presence or outside of your presence, like not there with you physically.
Try this again.
How do you know if a person is smitten? Person is smitten with a person, right? That's your question.
Yeah, like how did you know that I was totally...
Well, I know you very well.
Well, okay. I mean... When you see other people when they're in a good mood.
It's just... I think it's all in the eyes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the body language. It's just like... Like there's something that you know the person is thinking about.
Oh, no. My screen
went... Oh, my goodness. It's something that you can see that the person is thinking about something else. And it's giving them a little bounce in their step, I would think. When you look into their eyes, it's just... the Tyra moment when you smile with your eyes.
What is that called?
Smize. Yeah, when you smize. I think that's when you can tell. Other than catching that person smiling at, you know, random moments when you guys aren't even talking. Yeah, why is this Motastic? Okay, focus.
Hold on, I'm
focus.
Trying to finish this sentence.
Oh my goodness. Motastic is always over here texting away in the studio. Oh my goodness.
When am I not texting someone in studio?
Okay, focus on the show. Come on.
I will. Just give me the studio number.
Oh my goodness. Our number is area code 415-482-3587.
350, oh, bless me.
3587. So. Yes. Okay, Motastic. Come on.
Wait.
I can't believe this right now.
Hold on. Yes, you can. Oh, God.
We're having how do this conversation.
Spell now. Your last name. No.
Okay. What maybe we should go.
No, we're not. Because I have this. Ready? Okay. So, okay. 3, 2, 1. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I will keep them rolling.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Hey. Hey.
Why do you ask this?
Baby, I got your money.
Why do you ask this?
No, okay. I think it's really surprising how we really don't have a topic to talk about today, and we're just talking. Don't make that situation.
Always don't know what we're going to talk about.
But usually
about.
We have some idea.
Oh, my goodness. But okay. How? Why are you asking this question?
Oh, about what I just asked?
Yes.
Oh, that's a personal answer.
Oh, my God. This is the sugarcoat with DJ Motastic.
Okay. What it comes down to is that I've been feeling very wanted. And it's a really good feeling when you're getting attention from guys. That's where I'm leading to. I'm not saying I'm juggling per se.
Okay.
As in our topic from last week, how many people can you juggle in a said rotation?
Yes.
No, because no.
That's not the
but it's
case.
More so we defined it in terms of dating. I am just talking to different people right now. And
okay.
Even though by talking to these different gentlemen, it's been wonderful because I'm getting compliments galore. That's what I'm talking about. The, wow, you are beautiful. You are funny. You are intelligent. My favorite one is you are sexy.
Oh.
Good day. And you are good at what you do. And I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, my goodness.
When someone says you are good at what you do, you are good at being you, that's the ultimate compliment.
That's deep.
That is the ultimate compliment. Now I got my spirit back. Let me put my phone away.
Compliment.
Compliment. Use it, spread it, spread it with your friends.
I love that. Okay.
Oh my gosh. But how did your interview go?
Sweeties and Spoons.
There we go.
Let's rewind.
That's a ticket.
Before we get to
item.
The interview. I have decided in all of my thoughts and everything that I'm applying for a 1-year placement in American Samoa to teach either English, business, or another course to high school level students. And, part of this process, I've been going through, I had to get, some recommendations done and, you know, write some essays and stuff like that. I had my final interview for this placement last week. And I had a wonderful 45 minutes to an hour conversation with an alum from the program. And I have to say that I'm even more in love with the program that I'm applying for. And I hope I get it. I find out within the next couple weeks.
Oh my God.
So yes. So if it happens, I'm going to be leaving within the next few months. I will leave in July for 1 year.
This coming July?
Yes, this coming
July. So I'll still have you until July?
Yes, as will everybody else.
Whatever,
year.
I will still have you.
Oh my goodness. Girl, because we live down the street.
only until you leave.
Oh. That's really sad. That's really sad. Okay, keep going. What were you saying before that?
I'm just in a good mood because I'm just getting attention from guys.
Oh,
what is it about getting attention from someone that makes you feel more confident when you know that there's someone else there? But I feel different because the old me needed these compliments from men mm-hmm. in order to feel that I existed in the world. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And that was a very unhealthy place to be in.
Yes.
The reason why I'm swooning, I'm in Swoonami 2012 right now.
Okay.
Is because I'm getting the same high, but from a positive reinforcement of by being myself and not having to be someone else, that these guys appreciate me even more. These guys appreciate my journey. They respect my intelligence, my passion for my community, just for me being my dorky self. That's it. Nothing else. Not because you got a fine booty, not because you got some skills up in that other, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I am myself. And that's the difference. Because I am loving myself, I am having the ability and accepting the fact that others will love me.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they're really cute.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
So I'm juggling like three or four.
Oh, Mo.
I'm really good at this juggling.
I can't even. I think I need to take a break so I can gather my thoughts and come up with another story that I need to tell you guys. So Sweeties and Swoons, we'll be right back with more What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. And I think this is for you, Mo.
What is it?
We'll be right back.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get a little out of line.
Get on my lane. I feel like a woman.
What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and swoons? If you're just now tuning in, you are listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu. Motastic, put your phone down, woman.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Put
hold
it down.
On,
oh, my goodness.
Hold on, hold on, hold on,
okay.
Hold on,
okay,
I can do this. Okay.
I have to say that side note, tangent, random. I love Shania Twain. I've been recently following her because of her show.
She has a show?
There's a show on OWN.
Tell me
Oprah
about it,
Winfrey, Network. It was recently filmed, and it basically covered her life and why she has been out of the music business.
Why has she been out of the music business? Didn't she have that divorce with that Mutt dude?
Yes, she had.
His name was Mutt.
A horrible, horrible divorce with the man that she was married to for, I think it was over 10 years.
Yeah, what happened?
Apparently, he cheated on her with her best friend.
Gross.
Yes, and so they got a divorce.
Okay.
Her best friend and her man got a divorce. Then they ended up, her ex-husband and her ex-best friend got together.
Okay.
And she got together with her ex-best friend's man.
Shut up.
Yes, girl. So basically it was telling, she was telling the story about how she originally got into the music business because
of him.
He made her very popular.
Ah.
But she got into the music business because of her mother's encouragement.
Aww.
And how she did it as, you know, just it. She didn't think it was going to be that great of a thing. It was going to lead to that kind of a result. She got her popularity after she got her contract. She got signed and she met Mutt. That's his name, I guess, whatever. And he made all of those wonderful songs that she is known for, or they co-wrote them together. And then, you know, it just happened. They got a divorce. She didn't believe in herself. And this is the whole series is a thing, is telling her story of how she's refinding her voice.
Oh, I love stories like that.
Yeah. And she basically found her voice by the end of it. I don't know if I should spoil it or not.
No, go ahead, spoil it.
The last episode, it was filmed with Lionel Richie and she was flown out to the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
And basically they were doing a cover of My First Love, Your Every Breath That I Take.
Do you have the video?
It's something,
or something on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Good.
But basically, it's her and she's singing and she had to work through the process of singing. And that was a huge thing because she basically stopped singing for over 5 years. So it was a huge, huge thing. Her voice, you can tell in the beginning of the series, it was very tense.
Mm.
And her voice is very high.
Yeah.
Because it was so... her.
Well, she wasn't using her voice in the way that she used to before.
Yeah.
She was, you know, singers, professional singers do warm-ups. She was out of the studio for such a long time. I bet you she wasn't even doing karaoke.
She wasn't. Because she couldn't sing. She didn't believe in herself. She had no desire to do it. And so it was, you know, this whole series was a process for her to re-find herself. It was really touching. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I'm not that big into country. To be honest. And I watched every episode and it's on YouTube, if you believe it or not. So if you want to find it, it's great. Oh, let me see. I'm typing it into Lionel Richie.
There are three things that I want to tell you right now, and they're not in any particular order. Number one, the Shania Twain song that you just played, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I sang that as a last closing song for my birthday karaoke night. Did I remember any of it? Did I remember that performance?
Never.
I was being held up. And the best part of it all was that my girls were singing it. But when I had the mic, I said, and this is why drunk people shouldn't sing karaoke. That's number one. Number two is that I've been struggling with my weight loss journey
these last couple of months, and it just came to a head point where I actually gained 10 pounds in 1 week, about a week and a half, and because of the stress level. And when and I'm a big stress eater, and so I had to come to Jesus Talk with my life coach, and we made a bet because she wants to hit it where it hurts. Mm-hmm. Basically, I have all the tools that I need to lose the weight. So if I can lose, and mind you, this bet, I want to premise it, is that I am 100 pounds away from my goal of 145. All right, folks. The healthy amount of weight to lose per week for an individual is 1 to 2 pounds, okay?
Okay.
I do not want anyone to think that losing 5 pounds in a week is something that's healthy. The difference where I am in my journey versus, say, someone else who's 20 pounds away from their weight loss goal is that I'm mostly fat and blubber and all of these things. And so that's why for me, from someone at my weight, it's easy for me to lose 5 pounds in a week. All right. I want to do that as a premise, not a forewarning, but more so as the reasoning about what to say about the bet. And so she said, basically, you lose five, if you gain weight between this week and next week, so we meet once a week in San Francisco,
okay,
you will owe me $5. Okay. Now, if you lose 5 pounds, if you lose any weight, you don't have to pay me $5. It just stays, right? But if you lose 5 pounds or more, you get not only $5 from me, but you get a free session that same day, because her sessions are 2 hours.
Wow.
A 2 hour session blocks. And so my 2 hour session could be turned into a 4 hour session for the same price.
Wow.
Yes. So this past week I had lost 4.5 pounds. I was close to getting my free session, but I didn't, but that's okay. It should, and I told this to Nicholas during the break, and he said, "How'd you do it?" And I said, "Honestly, I had been eating a lot of. I love condiments. I like things that are wet. I like foods that are wet. Meaning, fried chicken needs to be put in ranch, not just any ranch. Ranch as big as my face. And so I laid off the condiments. I made sure that my portion sizes were correct. If I tried to not eat fried food." I had the closest thing to fried food. The only thing that was fried that I had this week was when I went to Denny's with Nicholas, and I had a salad at Denny's, but it had fried chicken strips on it.
Yes.
But so it was delicious.
Well, it was a salad.
It was a salad, and it had balsamic vinaigrette on the side.
Yeah.
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 So
progress.
So 4.5 pounds. So I'm excited. And so I want to sneeze right now. Hold on a second.
Oh my goodness. I'm over here typing away trying to get this endless love.
And so the other thing is we didn't exercise. And I actually strongly encourage this to all the sweeties and swoons about your favorite places. I eat out a lot. So this was my homework assignment for this week. I eat out a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. You can see it in my Yelp check-ins. You can see it in my Facebook Place check-ins. I gave this assignment to myself. I'm not eating out this week. Everything I eat is going to be made by me or be made at my friend's house. Tonight, we're going to have dinner at Valerie's. So it's one, it'll help clear out my refrigerator and my cupboards. And now that I have access to a kitchen, so it's nice to be able to cook and in that sense. However, if you calculate it, you can save so much money. I average spending my money either during lunch or dinner. It's not both, just either during lunch or dinner. And if it's on the low end, it might be $10. $10 a meal, $10. $10 a day for 5 days, that's $50 a week. 50 times four, that's $200.
Wow.
And that's just if I spend $10 for the 5 days that I'm working, because that's the only time I buy food or eat out. Can you imagine how much money I could be saving? So this week, I am only cooking or eating from my house. This is going to be fantastic. I feel it. And I'll see what progress I have, and I'll be able to report back next Monday. But it's a big challenge, because honestly, how hard is it to say to your friends, I can't? And I know I do this to you all the time. Just come, just come, just come. And when you get there and be the only person that's not eating, and it's hard, but you know what? I will still be myself. And I told this to Kristen, my coach. I said, no, I will still go out with them. I will just be honest with them and say, I'm here because I'm spending time with you and I'm not going to buy food. And, oh, well, you can have some of this. No, I don't. If you're done eating and you can't eat anymore and there's some left over, that's fantastic. But honestly, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Or better yet, even to avoid all that, eat before I go out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Eat before I go out with my friends. Then I get there and I'm just having water with lemon, of course, lemon or lime. I can never just have blank water. But it's been a good process so far. And it started today. I know it's just one day, but still. Yesterday obviously didn't happen because, well, I was at the Giants game. The one thing I learned about baseball food now is that it's not just hot dogs and garlic fries. Mm-hmm. There is a bigger world out there outside of peanuts and popcorn, people. And that's called the Chinese gourmet cart. I got this bowl of orange chicken on rice for $9, and it was big as my, wait for it, head.
No.
Not even my face. I couldn't finish it. Kim and I had to split it.
Wow.
It was a good price considering it's ballpark food and everything's marked up. I will tell you that their dibs, you know, the ice cream dibs, the chunks of ice cream dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. At my movie theater, we sell it for $4. You can get it in the store probably for half of that. Do you know what they sold it at the ballpark for the same size?
I would say $8 to $9.
$6.75.
No.
Disgusting. Mm-mm. Disgusting. Mm-mm. I can't even buy popcorn anywhere else when I can get it for free.
Ooh-wee. Okay.
Do you have the song now?
I'm trying. The internet is so
dear
special.
Internet, get it together.
Love us.
Tonight, we actually have a goal of ending the show early at 8:30. It is now 7:55. Usually, we always set this type of goal up and then fail miserably. But because of the slowness of this internet, I think we're actually going to achieve this goal.
Yes, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I'm
unless,
trying.
You know, Tom Cruise walks in and decides to sit in and be a guest on our show. That's mostly
yes. I'm like, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. I will tell you, actually, I have a question to ask you.
Yes.
When, no, now I blanked out on it. Boo.
Let me see this. Let me try something. I'm trying something, guys. Let me see. Nope.
What was that?
Don't ask. Don't ask. Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out.
This is what happens when we're too tired to even care.
Yeah.
And
seriously.
But we're here for you, fans and listeners. I know this isn't the best episode of What's the Tea with TP. However, you know what? We're just happy to be here.
Yes, we are.
Right? And we're happy to, and I'm happy to spend time because of this show. It's made my friendship with Nicholas a lot stronger. And we have not only this show, but we have a lot of things that we are passionate and care about.
Yes.
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 But I do apologize how boring this episode is today.
It's so boring.
So boring.
We're going to take a break.
And try to get it together.
Yes. Okay. This is real love, Miss Mary J. Blige. Okay. So stay tuned for more boring What's the Tea with Nikki P.
No, don't say that.
Radio
no, that's a big it's not eating you.
We'll be right back.
What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and spoons? If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P, only on radio.dominican.edu. I just swooped Motastic's phone.
I hate you.
Let's see how long it takes before she breaks into sweat.
I hate you.
I
hate you so much right now.
Yes.
You swooped in as if I was five and I was doing something wrong and now I need to be put in the corner for a timeout.
They call me Papa Parrish for a reason.
Oh, my Lord, bless you.
Yes. So
bless
let's see.
Bless you.
Let's see how long it takes for you to break out into a sweat.
He took my cell phone.
I took her phone. It's right here. It's right next to me on
it's
the other
too
side
far.
Of me.
I can't touch it.
It's okay.
What if I get a text message?
Well, we're doing the show. How you doing?
I'm breaking out in hives.
How you doing?
Okay, how about this? This leads into something.
What's up?
Obviously, I am very dependent on my technology.
Yes, you are.
I'm breaking into hives as we speak because I'm not touching my phone right now.
It's not directly in front of you or in your hand. Okay, go ahead.
How do you feel about people texting in your presence?
I get annoyed.
But yeah, you do it too.
I do it when somebody else is doing it.
But you're not the one
but
who
I
starts it.
But I don't initiate it.
Going on pet peeves. So this is guy in my rotation that asked, we were playing 20 questions.
Yes.
And he seriously asked me this question.
Which is?
What is one of your pet peeves? Your biggest pet peeves.
Okay.
And do you know how I answered?
How did you answer?
I only have two pet peeves in the world.
Which are?
Number one. And I actually said in this specific order. Number one, guys who keep socks on during sexual play.
Okay.
And the second thing is people who switch lanes without using their blinker.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, those are the two pet peeves, those are the two biggest pet peeves that you have in the world. And I said, yes, but in that particular order, first the socks, then the blinker.
Ooh.
And he said, why?
I can't even.
Was actually laughing at me. And I said, no, I get it. It's funny.
Why?
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 Keeping socks on while doing anything sexual, meaning you take everything off.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
And you leave your socks on still. Why?
What if your feet are cold?
I have taken the time to take everything off. You should take the time to take everything off. I even told him, I said, he said, how is that your biggest pet peeve? Do you notice that when we strip each other, you for some reason, you always keep your socks on and I strip them off? And then he thought about it for a second and he said, damn you. You really are bothered by this. And I said, yes, because if you're getting in the mood, I don't know, it feels that there's lack of effort. It's laziness to leave your socks on.
Sweeties, do you feel the same way? If you guys are listening still.
The boring show. We should call it the boring show. Today's episode. The one boring episode. This is more boring than any of our other boring episodes in the past. Because we would be like, oh, this is a boring episode. No. We're sorry. Fast forward to the last 30 minutes. No, this is a legitimately boring episode.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Boring episode.
But the music's great.
Yes, it is.
I actually want to sing Real Love at karaoke. I'm searching for a real love. Ugh. Hey.
I'm checking. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, why are you judging me? That is
That's
a legitimate
odd.
Thing. No.
That's odd.
Go ahead.
That is odd.
I would dare you to phrase it on a question on our status update.
Oh, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to do that as we speak. Sweeties and spoons, I want you to weigh in.
Why do you think it's weird? I think it's absolutely legitimate, unless you need some type of material to prevent for the need for friction. If we're doing it on the floor, I understand. Okay, I'll give you that much. But I don't know. Don't leave your socks on. It looks tacky, especially the white tubular socks. Ugh. No.
So I just put a post on our wall, facebook.com/ tea with Nikki P. How do you feel about it? Socks on your feet during sex. Let us know, sweeties. I want to know. I don't know.
Well, you don't mind?
I don't mind it. I don't mind. I mean,
if they leave every, it's now,
you have to premise the idea, because I said this to someone and they said, really, you're gonna, no, what I mean is, if they've managed, if we're in the car and I'm giving you that love. Certain, that loving, that oral loving. I forgot where I was for a second.
Welcome to What's
to You and Nikki P. Avoid cursing dead air at high levels. It does not say.
Swift.
I'm going to get fired.
We only had two more episodes, y'all. Two more episodes.
Good. So, all right, maybe it is the boring episode. So fast forward to the last 20 minutes of What's to Do with Nikki P, where Mo is on the brink of getting fired.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
So when I'm in a car or a vehicle or a location for some reason.
Okay. Mo. Okay.
Go. Is gotta can't breathe. Is then of course leaving socks on is fine because your shoes and your socks. There's real high levels of getting caught, the high chance and opportunity of getting caught. So I will not mind if you keep your socks on. Why? Because not all of your clothes are coming off. Not all of my clothes are coming off. Just certain body parts are coming out of the said clothing.
Okay.
That I don't mind. Now, if you're in a different scenario and you are in your man or woman's or bedroom or hotel room or treehouse.
something with four walls.
Yeah. To the window.
To the wall. To the strip. So yeah, no.
No. No. Oh, that's another moment of getting fired. And so the point of my story is that requires a lot more intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Direct dedication to the other person.
Yes.
The whole sensual moment of slowly taking each other's clothes off.
Oh my God. I know somebody's listening going, right. Why?
Either why? Whether A, why is she going to this? Or B, wow, I haven't gotten laid in such a long time.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm so happy that we're not playing sexy music.
Hold on. Yes.
Even though if this is the boring show, we might as well go out with a bang.
DJ Rod. I know he plays. I have some baby making music.
Yes,
I'll play it lightly in the background. If it goes anytime today.
Come on. I was about to reach for my phone, which is non-existent on this side of the table.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty sexy.
Yes, it is. It's called baby making.
So, wow, I feel
like she's kind of sitting up in her chair.
I want to see you arch my back a bit.
Okay, all right.
For the girls to look good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh. Wow, we're fired. Is you know you're in that? Wow. No, keep the music on. I lost my train of thought. You're sensually taking each other's clothes off, and what are you gonna do? I know that the feet aren't very essential. I get it. It's more so important to take the underwear off. I understand this notion. Here's the thing, though. It's funny when you leave one piece of clothing on. It's if I decided to leave my bra on. I took everything else off, and I leave my bra on. I took everything else off and I leave my leg warmers on.
Ooh.
Come on. Come on. That's a tease.
Way to be
boring. Yeah. Way to be lame.
I don't know. I still don't. It's okay.
You don't mind?
No.
What are your biggest pet peeves?
I do agree with you on the blinker thing. I do agree with you. I get irritated when I'm driving in general. I just want to punch everybody in the neck. Every single time I get on the road, I just want to punch everybody. But I don't have road rage at all.
Of course not, because you just want to punch everyone, but you don't have road rage.
No, that's I don't.
Totally legitimate.
I get really mad when people just, you know, they're new to an area and they drive really slow, staring at every single building on the side of the road. And they're driving really slow and there's only one lane. That kills me. I don't like it when people... are really like slow when responding to text messages, or they send you a text or call you and you call them right back, they don't answer.
I hate that. Or they text
you and you text right back and they do not respond. Yeah, no. Like that, no. If you initiated and within seconds and I'm responding, no, boo boo. No. Kills me.
Sorry for not responding to you very quickly.
No. But like, no, that's
that's cool.
That's cool. That's in only certain situations.
Oh, like you mean if you're talking to someone that you're trying to holla at?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, Or they like get crazy with you if you don't respond. They're just like, where are you? Why aren't you responding? What's wrong? I'm like, boo boo, I have class.
Mm-hmm.
I have work.
I have
meetings.
People to see. People to do.
Yes.
or at least that applies to me.
I'm very, very, wow. I'm very sorry. I can't devote my entire existence to you. I'm sorry. No.
No.
No, no. You're not my man. No, it's not happening. So,
speaking of men's.
Oh, yes.
Got any?
Oh, the crazy got in contact with me.
There were a lot of crazies.
Okay. Well, the one that the story I've been telling over the past few weeks about this guy who sent me the picture of the tattoo.
The calf guy.
Yeah, the calf guy. Okay. So after that show, who texts me randomly?
Calf guy.
Yes. And he wants to get in contact with me and everything. And I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, why are you even messaging me? How do you have my number? Like, I didn't even give him the number. He messaged me on one of our apps. And I was like, yeah, why are you messaging me? He asked me for my number. I didn't give it to him. He found my number. He did some searching somehow. And then he was like trying to get in contact with me, tell me that he liked me. He felt like an ass. I'm sorry. I know I can't say that word, but he felt like an ass. And yeah, it was just really, really bad. Tell me why he was doing exactly what I was just, my pet peeve of, you know, where are you? What are you doing? Why aren't you texting me? Blah, blah, blah. Texting me like 7 or 8 times in a row. And I'm like, I need you to calm down. Like, I can't do this right now. I have meetings and stuff. And then he tried to have attitude with me when I said, you know, I have meetings. Like, I'm in class. And he's like, all day. I'm like, don't go there with me. Do not go there with me. You're not in my good graces to begin with. Okay.
Why even bother?
So I told him, like, I liked you before. How you feel about me is exactly how I felt about you a few weeks ago, but you screwed me over. So just letting you know that if you want to be anything close to me, you need to regain trust. What did he do? He stopped messaging me.
Thank you.
So I'm just like, whatever. I don't know. Some guys just blow my mind.
Oh, sorry. To fulfill a requirement, Pacific's baseball team in San Rafael, Penguin Dominican Radio is the official flagship station of the San Rafael Pacifics. That's right, folks. Here in San Rafael, we have our own professional baseball team. How we got it, I will never know, but we are the official radio station for the SR Pacifics.
Yes.
And in fact, they are hosting an SR Pacifics job fair. So if you're interested in getting a job with the San Rafael Pacifics baseball team, go down to their head corporate office located in downtown San Rafael for a job interview or inquiry of some sort today.
Come out between.
There's a flyer. There we go.
Let me read it. It's attached to the, it's attached. The San Rafael.
Who does that?
The San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street, San Rafael. Come out between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season.
Catch the wave and we'll see you there. Yeah. What's the logo? It's an actual wave.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That wasn't sarcasm that wasn't planned.
Woo. No.
Yeah.
We made wave. Wave. Yes. Oh, God. This is the boring show.
Yes, it is.
But it's okay. You know why?
What? Why?
The next. Was it 2 episodes or 3?
2 episodes.
It's next week and the week after. The last 2, we will be on point and probably more drama will happen in our lives.
Yes,
I think what's happened to us is that we have been attacked with so much drama in the last year and a half of this show that finally we said, F it.
Exactly.
F it. I'm tired. I don't want to deal with this. I want to curl up into my room in a ball and just die. Maybe not the die part, yeah. but just hide from the world. Yes. That's how I've been feeling last couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing against to our sweeties and spoons. We're trying. We're trying our best. And we are trying to live our lives. But let's be honest. Nicholas is trying to graduate. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to live and afford to live in Marin. But I will tell you this. The reason why we come back is not just for us. It's for you. And I said this earlier, but I will say it again. I got through my toughest times in the last year and a half because of this show. This show kept me sane. And granted, it's a bad way to end the career of our show with this boring episode, but we're not. Because we have two more episodes left with a lot of amazing guest stars that are coming in. Some of your favorites from the past and some of your new favorites for, well, not anymore. Maybe they'll come back next year, but we'll see.
Who knows?
It's been an amazing ride, and there's nothing else that I can't be more thankful and more proud than having this opportunity to be here with one of my best friends and having produced an amazing show mm-hmm. in the last year and a half, which was a project that we never knew that would last more than a semester.
Exactly.
And so it's become a very beautiful thing. We've created a community, and we will still have that community going and even after the show is over. Why? Because we like to spout gossip.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And we have all our podcasts. Do you have all those saved?
Yes, I do.
So
hours and hours and
hours and hours. I need to put it on a thumb drive, and so I can put it in my portfolio.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're all set.
It's going to be amazing. Sweeties and spoons, we're going to take a short break. To play some more 90s hits and late 80s hits and all of that jazz. So we'll be back with more What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu.
We'll close out with our final words and thoughts and prayers for a more interesting episode next week.
Yes.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind. Can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
What's up, what's up, what's up, sweeties and swoons? If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to What's the Tea with Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu.
So we totally have a response. How do you feel about it? Socks on your feet during sex. Let us know, sweeties. Sweetie Genevieve said, I think Avery likes this idea. As in Avery, Jeffy. Oh, Avery responded. Feet, still a virgin. No opinion here. And we're liking it. We support your virginity, Avery Jeffy. That should be a soundbite. I love how everything comes together in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yes. We are going to end early because Nikki P is hungry and this show is kind of boring. So
you never thought it would actually come to this, yes, during this day, but this is what happens when you're tired, mm-hmm, and you're hungry.
And you're hungry.
Let's be real.
Yes, let's be real. Seriously.
But no, next week we beg for you to call in and participate, or heck, visit us in studio. So the number for next week is area code 415-482-3587. Call in next week. We will be doing a full show from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Next Monday. That episode will be followed by our last and final episode of season 3, the history of What's the Tea, yes, with Nikki P, recapped, our favorite moments captured, and also maybe some guys we're dating. We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be kind of emotional.
We will be looking fierce that day.
Yes.
I'm going to try my best to flat iron my hair.
Oh my
God. And we'll take some photos in studio.
I want to see how many people we can actually get in studio that day.
Because the final episode of last season was ridiculous.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't even ridiculous. It was redonkulous.
Yes, it was.
So how about this? Put that as a Facebook status update for our page.
Okay.
For the next 2 weeks, the last two episodes, we want to get as many people in studio.
Oops.
So I don't know, phrase it somehow. But that is our campaign and our push to make the last two episodes of What's the Tea with Nikki P that more awesome. That's what's up. That's the tea. So we want you in studio. So if you are in the Marin area for the next two Mondays, next Monday meaning Monday, April, I don't even know.
Hold the thought. 23rd.
If you're in studio Monday, April 23rd, and oh, so we don't do any shows in May. Correct?
No shows in May.
Okay, so no shows in May. Our last two episodes are the last 2 weeks in April, Monday, May 23rd and Monday, April 23rd and Monday, April 30th are the last two episodes of What's the Tea with Nikki P. We implore, we beg, we want you in studio or on our phone lines, calling in, being here, 7 to 9 p.m., in studio in Angelico Hall. So that is our pledge. That is our plug. That is our hope that we will see you and Mo will bring snacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snacks.
Snacks in studio.
No, Stu, we are not bringing snacks. Winking. No. Crossing fingers. No.
Actually, I'm going to bring... Yeah, no.
It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. Maybe I'll bring a cake for the final episode.
Oh.
Wow. And of course, it's going to end it with a post-celebration wrap-up party.
Apple to the
bees. Apple to the bees, because I will be done with my challenge on the 30th.
Yes.
So that'll be fine.
Wow. I can't believe it. Ooh. I think that will be our exit song today.
Which song?
It'll be a surprise. Don't say it.
Okay, I'm not. But we are rolling into our final thoughts right now.
Yes.
Of What's the Tea with Nikki P, only here on radio.dominican.edu. This has been the boring episode.
Of the tea.
Of the tea. But because you listen to us and you love us, it's not boring.
Yes, it is.
It really isn't. Mm-mm. So... I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Because Nicholas always cheats and uses his Facebook page.
I can't help it.
Can you give me my phone so I can grab something from my Facebook? There we go.
Okay. Thank I can't you. Help it if I'm prepared. How many texts and phone calls and messages have you missed in the past, I don't know, half hour that you haven't had your phone?
Wait, someone just texted me. Can't end now. I just got home and started listening.
Oh, there's about, I don't know, 30, 40 podcasts on radio.dominican.eu.
I think that was Kevin Al because I've lost. Oh, sweeties and sweets, if you are listening and you hear me, I lost all of my phone numbers on my phone when I transitioned to the phone of the future. So if you could send me a text message, that would be great because right now I only have 20 people in my phone.
I love how you refer to that phone as the phone of the future.
It is.
When the iPhone is really seen as the phone of the future.
This HTC Inspire is what the iPhone aspires to be.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. That's real positive. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any thoughts on that,
we'll do the iPhone Android battle. Debate.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to pull up. So you say.
I go last.
Isn't that a beautiful photo of me and my priest?
Yes,
it
is.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Hold on.
Touching my heart.
I'm trying to find this. It's not working.
It's not working.
It is not working. It's not working. Ah. Is this it?
Is it?
Oh, here we go.
I have no idea. This is really boring.
Your face is boring.
You know what? Your life is boring.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
I will leave with two notes.
Okay.
You'll never be brave if you don't get hurt. You'll never learn if you don't make mistakes. You'll never be successful if you don't encounter failure.
Deep.
I know. You have to say thank you to those pictograph quote things.
Yeah.
Those positive inspirational quotes. But my favorite is actually stay true to you and you will end up incredibly happy. That's and deep. So that's the same with any relationship or any friendship that you encounter. Why I'm acting so happy and confident and glowing right now is not because of the men that I'm juggling right now. It's because of I am finally living a life for me and me alone, and my true essence and happiness is oozing out.
Oozing.
Yes. Wow. And yes, it was Kevin Al. Sorry, Kevin, though.
Sorry, Kevin.
You can listen to the podcast.
Yes, you can. Okay. My final, I have two things as you did, Motastic. The first one, sometimes you have to forget what you feel and remember what you deserve. And that applies to any type of situation. I found this quote and it really gave me that final push, final hope, I guess. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember that you have worth. And regardless of how you're feeling, you have to remember that you are better than how people treat you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that sometimes you have to forget what you feel and remember what you deserve. The second one is I define my happiness. It is not defined by the warped expectations of others. My shortcomings are as much of a blessing as my strengths.
Oh, that's hella deep.
I wrote that. That's me. Isn't that deep? That's so deep.
How deep is your love? How deep is your love?
I can't. Sweeties and swoons. Thank you for listening to the boring episode.
What?
The boring, boring, boring episode of What's
I'm
going to
keep laughing.
With Nikki P on radio.dominican.edu. We will be back again next week for our second to last episode of What's the Tea, Season 3, the final season.
Dun, dun, dun. The final episode of the final season.
Well, yes. On Monday, April 23rd from 7 to 9 here on radio.dominican.edu. You can go on to our Facebook, facebook.com/TeaWithNikkiP, and let us know how you feel, what you want us to do next week, because we don't want another boring episode. Of course, we're going to have some stuff.
Please do not make this episode boring.
Yes.
Help us enhance it, because we obviously are not prepared.
Never. If you want, you can call in next week. Our number will be up on the Facebook page, and we'll keep posting it, and we'll remind you next week. Sweets and Swoons, we are at the end of our 1.5 hour shortened, condensed episode, boring
remember
episode.
Remember when we thought 1.5 hours was too long?
Yeah, no. Oh my God. Do you remember we used to have 3 hours of What's the Tea?
Those were the days. And we actually had material.
Yeah.
No, it was solid three. No, it was because this boring episode just confirms how far we've come in our journey, how we're not trying to surround our lives with drama and ill will and negative energy. That's what it is. It's not, yes, it was not as exciting, but this show is driven by what's going on in our lives.
Yes, it is.
And right now, all I want to do is go to bed. I am old. I am
me too.
Very old.
I love it.
You know. Aww. So if anything, this wasn't a boring episode. This is something
the geriatric episode.
This is the geriatric episode.
I like that.
All right. Okay, all right. Leave okay. on a high note. Leave yes. on a high note, which is more like a low note, but it's okay.
Sweeties and Swoons. It's about to get hot this week, so I thought that I would play something that's real appropriate to that temperature. So Sweeties and Swoons, wherever you are in the world, stay blessed. We hope to hear you, to see you, to be with you next week on What's the Tea with Nikki P.
On the second to last episode of What's the Tea with Nikki P. Only on what?
Radio.dominican.edu. Stay blessed.
Home alone, you know, dancing in front of the mirror while you're on the phone, checking your reflection and telling your best friend.